Anybody got salmon?
It's noon on Sunday, and while many others are at church, the Salt Lake Valley atheists are meeting for their monthly brunch at Sizzler on 400 South in Salt Lake City. This particular Sunday is a big day for President Richard Andrews. He's retiring as leader of the group after more than three decades.
When I started 33 years ago, it was just me and a handful of people I knew, and I contacted the American Atheist Office.
Now the atheist movement in the state is growing consistently. Andrews says more people are willing to make their atheist beliefs public every day.
In the last 3 years on Facebook, we've gone from 300 to 938 members on Facebook. And Facebook's been a big boom to us. We'll get sometimes as many as three a day who join, Atheists of Utah and the other ones like Salt Lake Valley Atheists.
The Facebook page is friendly, saying welcome. Yes, there are free thinkers, agnostics, atheists, skeptics, etc. behind the Zion curtain. Andrew says atheists are often too quickly judged, something he believes comes from lack of understanding.
We're just like everybody else. By the fact that we're human, we all share ethical backgrounds. And I think most people think, though, that atheists are thinkers. Most people don't, who are very Christian, don't trust atheists.
But many atheists were once Christians. Liesl Allen is president of Atheists of Utah. We met up with her at one of their weekly get-togethers Thursday night at Mestizo Coffee House in Salt Lake, where she explained her transition into atheism.
I was actually raised non-religious, not much going on as far as religion goes in my home. And then at 18, I decided I wanted to be LDS. So I joined the LDS church at that point during college. And I did that pretty strong. I did it all. Like, I had a temple marriage. I was in the young women's presidency and the primary presidencies. I was very involved.
Allen says it was ultimately the Mormon church's support of Proposition 8 that turned her off from the church altogether. Now her time is spent organizing events the group calls Good Without God.
The Homeless Youth Resource Center that's on State Street will go help them clean and reorganize their closet. We also adopted a highway, a section of State Street. We've committed to clean that three times a year. We get a lot of people out to that, actually, and people that don't come to our normal meetings. They just show up for our volunteer activities.
While the non-believer community has continued to grow through social media and volunteerism, Richard Andrews also credits activism. Andrews was one of three plaintiffs who brought forward the successful case to have Utah Highway Patrol roadside memorials removed because they're in the shape of a cross.
A lot of people would say that these troopers died honorably, let them put their cross where they want to put it. And what would you say to that?
I think these troopers did die honorably and should be honored. However, that doesn't mean that they should do this with a Christian cross. It's really all about crosses, not about honoring highway patrolmen.
Ultimately, American atheists won in the fall when the United States Supreme Court declined to consider the case, thus upholding an earlier ruling. But Andrews says a lot of atheists don't feel the need to be activists themselves as much as a place to feel accepted. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.